Sounds True presents Qigong Meditations, Taoist Inner Healing Exercises with Ken Cohen. Qigong meditation is the art of using your mind to direct the flow of energy within your body. On this meditation tape, Ken Cohen introduces three exercises, one for the body, one for the mind, and one for the spirit, all designed to develop awareness and inner tranquility. Ken Cohen is an internationally known scholar and master of Taoist healing arts with more than 15 years teaching experience. He is a graduate of the William C.C. Chen School of Tai Chi Chuan. In addition, he has trained with Taoist priests of the Mount Hua and Lungmen sects and was himself ordained as a Taoist priest in 1981. And now, Qigong Meditations, Taoist Inner Healing Exercises with Ken Cohen.
These two instruments, the gong and the wooden fish, are the basic instruments used in the temples of Buddhism and Taoism in China. The gong represents the yang, the warm, the solar. The wooden fish represents the yin, the cool, the lunar. One of the basic themes of the meditations of China is to place in balance the warm and cold currents in the body. The understanding being that the body consists of flows of energy called qi. When these flows are blocked or dammed, when they are obstructed, then like a stream that has become blocked, it breeds disease. Qigong meditation is the art of using your mind to direct the flow of energy within your body. This energy is essentially your bioelectricity, the electrical currents that are carried by your nervous system. Doctors now know that these electrical currents are what control your immune system, control the healing and regeneration of organ tissue, control the movement of the muscles, the growth of bones. The word Qigong means literally breath work. To give you an idea of what Qigong is like, I'd like you to take your left hand and open and close it rapidly, clenching it in a fist, opening, clenching it in a fist, opening it, again and again, until you feel the muscles of the left hand starting to swell, till you feel the wrist becoming very tired. Now, if you simply stop and rest your hands in your lap, you'll find that the left hand feels quite different from the right. Close your eyes for a moment and transfer the sensation from your left to your right. You know how to do it. Do it. Transfer the sensation from your left to your right. I think you'll find that in a matter of seconds, you had the same stimulation in the right hand as you achieved after 5 or 10 minutes of exercise in the left. How is this possible? There is a saying in Chinese, Yi Dao, Qi Dao, Qi Dao, Xue Xing. When the mind or awareness is there, the breath energy, the life energy arrives. And it is the life energy that directs the flow of blood, that directs the movement of the muscles. The word Qi itself is found in all languages and is in fact a universal concept. In India, it is known as prana. The people of India, like the ancient Chinese, had mapped out the flows of prana through subtle tubes called the nadis. The purpose of the Chinese yoga, as in Indian yoga, is to open the flow so that the energy can move freely through these tubes, unobstructed, unhindered. In Hebrew, the term is ruach, the breath of life, the energy which God breathed into Adam, Even the Native American languages have a similar concept. In the Lakota or Sioux Indian language, the equivalent is ni, the life breath. The purpose of some of the purification rituals of the Indians is to cleanse the life breath, and thus the famous sweat lodge rite of the Lakota is known as inipi, that which cleanses the ni. When the flow of chi is blocked, then you will naturally have too much energy, too much chi in one part of the body, and too little in another. And thus there will be areas of the body that will be congested or yang, other parts that are depleted or yin. There are various methods of correcting the flow of qi so that places that are excessive are drained and those that are too empty become full. These methods include acupuncture, in which needles are placed in key points that control the flows, or herbs to cleanse the internal meridians, the veins which carry qi, which carry the life breath, or forms of exercise and movement, such as tai chi, martial arts, gentle methods of stretching or yoga. And finally, there are the seated varieties of qigong, in which we simply send our mind intent, our will, to particular parts of the body, concentrating the breath energy in those areas, cleansing the places that are congested and tight, opening them up, filling the areas that are depleted and weak. So we ourselves become the Tai Chi, that is the unity of yin and yang, the harmony and balance of opposites. We'll be practicing together several forms of still or passive qigong. The technical name for this method in the Chinese language is cun si. Cun means to make real or actualize, and si means the mind. There will be three forms of qigong or qi meditation practiced. The first one is for healing the body. The second form is for the mind. And the third for the spirit. We will start with the qigong for healing the body. Begin by sitting erect in a chair or on the floor on a cushion. If you're sitting on a chair, sit towards the front of the chair so that you are using your own back muscles to support yourself. Closing the eyes lightly, the hands resting on the lap or on the thighs. And at first, just observing the natural flow of the breath. In a sense, we're going to take a before experience, before we do our qigong. Get a sense of just how we are feeling right now. That way we can notice if there's been any change after our process. Take time just to observe the natural flow of your breath, without controlling it or censoring it in any way, noticing how you're breathing, how the breath enters, and how it leaves. There's no need to either pull the breath in nor to push the breath out. You can trust the wisdom of the body to breathe without effort. Notice if the breath enters evenly the right and left side of the body, whether the ribs seem to give more on one side or the other. Notice how deep the breath reaches in the body. Can you feel it in the lower part of the chest? Can you feel it in the lower abdomen? If you are observing your body innocently as a child with no preconception, would it be possible to feel your breath even as low as the arches of the feet? Again, take a few minutes just to feel silently the natural flow of your breath, allowing yourself to be an open window of awareness, uncensored, innocent, allowing sounds to enter your ears, allowing the feelings on the skin. Not concentrating on any one particular thing, but just watching the flow, including the flow of thoughts, without either rejecting the thoughts that come into your mind nor prolonging them. We will begin with the first healing meditation, which is called the mind cleansing or brain cleansing. This time, I'd like you to slowly take a deep inhalation, imagining that the breath is a white mist. The mist slowly descends in the body, collecting at the base of the spine. It's a full, deep inhalation. As you hold the breath, this mist slowly enters the spine itself, as though the spine is a hollow conduit for the breath. The breath, visualized as white mist, slowly rises up through the lower back, through the mid-back, between the shoulder blades, through the neck and cervical vertebrae, until it pours into the skull. You'll be holding the breath only as long as you can comfortably. As soon as you need to exhale, then do exhale. Imagining now that the mist is swirling about in the crown of the head as though cleansing the brain, and then exhaling the mist out through the mouth. As you exhale through the mouth, imagine now that the white mist is slightly dark, grayish or black, as though tainted with the toxins that are being expelled. After your exhalation, again, take a slow, deep inhalation, white mist entering the body, descending, collecting down at the base of the spine, and again, as you hold the breath, the mist enters the spine through the tailbone, slowly rising up, passing through the lower back, the space between the kidneys, through the tight areas in the mid-back, up between the shoulder blades, through the neck, it pours out into the skull. Visualizing the mist now like swirling clouds, directing it to any place that seems dark to your mind's eye, any place where the mist does not easily reach. Again, when you need to exhale, let the mist come out through the mouth. It is now slightly gray, slightly black. And after the exhalation, begin a final third round, inhaling slowly, white mist descending, full deep inhalation. As you hold the breath, it rises up through the spine. It enters the skull, swirls about. And now with this last exhalation of the grayish vapors through the mouth, as you exhale and gradually return to natural breathing, I'd like you to imagine that you are blowing away the clouds that obscure the sky. As you again breathe naturally, you look up within your body, looking up with your mind's eye, seeing that the crown of the head has turned into a clear blue sky, like unblemished turquoise. Hold the image of the clear blue. And then gradually this blue color begins to wash down through the inside of the body like a gradually expanding wave. Watch how it descends through the face, the neck, the shoulders and arms, down the chest and back, through all of the internal organs in the torso, through the hips, gradually down the legs, the calves, all the way to the feet. And then allow that image to go. Return again to just observing the breath, noticing how it flows. Noticing if it feels different from your usual or habitual way of breathing. And we will begin the second stage of the healing or cleansing meditation. This one is called the Five Colored Light Meditation for healing the five major internal organs, the five organs that are considered yin, that is, the organs which store energy, the organs which collect energy. These five organs, our five internal batteries, are the lungs, the heart, spleen, liver, and kidneys. If you're not familiar with where these organs are in your body, it would be very helpful to consult an anatomical chart. The more precise your knowledge of human anatomy, the more effective the meditation will be. Beginning again from our seated, relaxed posture with natural breathing, direct your attention now to the lungs, just feeling the way the air enters and leaves the lungs, noticing which parts expand. Can you feel whether you are breathing with the upper portion or lower portion of the lungs, whether you are breathing with the right and left side equally? And now as you inhale, we're going to imagine white light entering the lungs. Again, this is with natural breathing. As you inhale through the nose, white light is entering the lungs. Even if it is a slight breath, we imagine the light filling the lungs completely, reaching all of the tiniest air sacs. As you exhale, this time again through the nose, imagine once more that as some of the white light leaves, it is slightly gray, tainted. And then again, inhale slowly white light into the lungs. And as you naturally exhale, the grayish light leaves. As you continue this process, keeping the attention fixed on the lungs, notice the way the lungs themselves begin to glow white, as though some of that white light remains within the lungs and only the toxins are leaving. Keep the process going until you see the lungs glowing white from the inside. Then we again breathe naturally without image, bringing the awareness to the heart. Feeling that part of your body, feeling that organ with your mind, directing your awareness inwards. And again with natural breathing, as you inhale, red light enters the heart. With your natural inhalation, the red light fills all of the chambers and valves of the heart. When you naturally exhale again through the nose, the light which comes out is slightly darkened, but some of the pure red color remains. Again, whenever you inhale, red light fills the heart completely. When you exhale, dark light leaves. And with each cycle, the heart begins to glow gradually brighter and brighter red. And next, we go to the spleen. With natural breathing, without image, feeling the spleen within your body. If you can't feel the internal organ precisely, it's enough to direct your mind to that area of the body. Your awareness might actually embrace the stomach as well. And then with each inhalation, yellow light enters the spleen. And as before, when you exhale, the yellow light is darkened as it leaves. With each cycle of inhalation and exhalation, more and more of the clear yellow color, a solar yellow, remains in the spleen until it glows from the inside. Repeat a few more times, following the natural rhythm of your breath. And then again, allowing the image to go, and bring your awareness to the liver, the largest organ in the body, feeling it with your mind, locating it just with your sensation. And inhaling green light into the liver. The green of spring leaves, a vibrant green. When you exhale, again the light is darkened. As you inhale, green light fills the liver. Some of that pure spring green remains. Even as you exhale the dark, tainted light. Repeat again several times. As you look within and see the liver glowing green from the inside, you know it is time to let the image go and bring your mind finally to the kidneys. At first, just locating them, feeling them within your body. And as before, your inhalation brings in light, this time a deep ocean blue. As you inhale, the deep blue light fills the kidneys. When you exhale, the light is even darker, slightly black, carrying out the toxins. Every time you inhale, deep ocean blue into the kidneys. Tainted light as you exhale. Again, continue several cycles, following the rhythm of your breath. Until the kidneys are seen as glowing deep blue from the inside. And allow the image to go. Finally, I'd like you to review each of the internal organs, seeing them glowing in their respective color, like a network of gems. Holding the image of the lungs, glowing white like pearl. And at the same time, seeing the heart glowing red like ruby. The spleen, yellow like topaz. The liver, green like emerald. And the kidneys, deep blue like azurite. the five major internal organs held in the mind as glowing jewels, lungs white, heart red, spleen yellow, liver green, kidneys dark blue. Hold the image with natural breathing as long as you wish. And then once again, allow the image to go. Return to your basic self-awareness, noticing what has changed, noticing where the breath is moving now. Find out if there is more ease in your breathing. Find out how deep and far you feel the pulse of the breath, whether it is something really felt only in the lungs, or perhaps felt throughout the whole body. Perhaps the pulse of the breath is felt in every cell, from the crown of the head right to the bottom of the feet.
This concludes Side A. Please turn the tape over and rewind for Side B.